Hello, I'm Dr. Gerald Chodak from Medscape. Today's topic is on the potential risk to men who have hormone replacement when they have hormone deficiency. Hayter and coworkers recently reported in a poster on a cohort of 776 men that were followed for a median of 8 years. About half of them chose to receive hormone replacement, and the others chose not to. At the beginning of their initiation, all men had a PSA, a digital rectal exam, and a prostate ultrasound, and those were performed periodically during follow-up. During their median follow-up, they detected prostate cancer in 2.3% of the men who received hormone replacement, and it was 3 times higher at 6.9% in the men who had not received any hormone replacement. Overall, they found that of the 9 men who were diagnosed with prostate cancer in the treated group, all of them had stage T2 disease after a radical prostatectomy, and none of them had primary Gleason grade of 4. 8 out of the 9 had a Gleason score of 6 or lower. In the control group, however, they found something different. 24 out of the 26 men had a pathological stage of T3, and overall, they had a greater risk of having high-grade disease, with all of them having Gleason scores greater than 6. Now, this study is provocative, to say the least, but it is consistent with other studies that have shown that administering hormone replacement in men who are hypogonadal has not increased their risk of prostate cancer. What is somewhat surprising, however, is why should administering testosterone lower a man's risk to even a lower value than might occur if they had normal testosterone and never received any therapy? There are some concerns about the trial, and because it is not a randomized study. For example, we have differences in the PSA at the time the study began, with it being about twice as high in the control group compared to the treated group. The authors don't address that. Also, since the men were being followed more often with testing in the treated group, this could have had some impact on diagnosis. At the end of the day, we can say that administering testosterone replacement to men who are hypogonadal does not appear to raise their risk of getting prostate cancer. But we must ask ourselves, why should it appear to lower the risk of having more aggressive disease? Another question is, why should men who are untreated when they're hypogonadal have a higher risk from their cancer? Curiously, we reported with some other authors many years ago on men who were being diagnosed and treated for metastatic prostate cancer, and we found that lower testosterone conveyed a worse survival compared to men with higher testosterone levels. So there is something going on here with testosterone levels in men and their risk of prostate cancer and the risk of aggressive disease, but more data are going to be needed to sort this out. Hopefully those studies will be forthcoming, but the bottom line here is it does appear to be safe to administer hormone replacement to hypogonadal men without significantly raising the risk of prostate cancer. I look forward to your comments. Thank you.